This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to a new episode of Hot Marriage, Cool Parents. So this week we have a very special little lady. Kenley Grace is supposed to be sleeping right now, but she's up. So I figured I would let her come on and be a special little guest to wish you Happy Mother's Day. Kenley, that's like talking like a baby. You know how to talk like a big girl. Can you say it?
Happy Mother's Day.
That's getting better. Try again, like a big girl.
Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
Henley, we're going to have a really fun day tomorrow because Daddy told me that he got me a Mother's Day gift. Do you want to know what it is? You're shaking your head yes. So Daddy got Mommy a gift that makes me so happy. And do you want to know what the one thing is that makes me so happy, Henley Grace? The one thing that makes Mommy so happy is to see you and your brother happy and to see the world through your eyes. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You did know that. You're so smart. So when Daddy told me what he got me for Mother's Day, he told me that I was really going to like it because you're going to really like it. Do you know what it is?
A dragon.
A dragon?
Yeah.
You silly. It's not a dragon. Do you want to take another wild guess?
Maybe a fairy.
A fairy? That's another really good guess. It's actually a boat trip to go see real live dolphins. That's going to be so fun. And we might even get to see a shark and some turtles.
Stingrays.
Stingrays and manatees.
And we get to find hearts.
The heart of, what's it?
Tafiti.
Tafiti.
Right at the boat.
Well, you can't find the heart. The heart has to find you. The ocean has to choose you.
And that's just a Moana reference to anyone who doesn't have kids and have to watch right. Moana day in and day out.
We got to return the heart if it's given to us.
Yeah. So that is our plan for Mother's Day this weekend. And I wanted to say to those of you who are listening, whether you are a fur baby mom, a plant mom, you know, an angel baby mom, a silly kid mommy or a big kid mommy.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
We wanted to wish you a very happy Mother's Day. And we have a special guest on for Mother's Day, and that's my daughter, Henley Grace, who doesn't want to go night-night. Right, Henley?
That's right.
Henley, do you want to go night-night?
No.
Yeah, of course not. Not good. We're working on her talking like a big girl and not whining. Right, Henley Grace?
That's a mother.
On that note, if you haven't left a 5-star review, please do, because there's still some spots left. Jamie and I want to give 50 of you $5 coffee on us. Okay, this week's 5-star review comes from Carly Wend, who says, loves this podcast. I watched the first season of MAFS. Once I started having fertility issues, I listened to the podcast, and I love these two. They keep it so real and bring up issues my husband and I also have. Also, our sons are a few months apart, so it's fun to see his milestones a couple months before my son reaches them. Smiley face. Thank you, Carly Wend.
Aw, thank you so much, Carly. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you so much, Carly.
Henley wants to say thank you. I think it's so cool when I follow people also who have kids a similar age, because it's just fun to see, you know, just kids similar age doing different things.
Henley, it's time for bed, okay?
Yeah,
good night, Henley. Say good night.
All right. So Doug ended up taking Henley Grace to bed because, I mean, it's just so late. I feel like a bad mom that she's up this late. But if you have any advice, truly, please, please, please let me know. She's in this cycle where she whines a lot. And I know that a lot of it is regression because she has a new baby brother. And obviously he gets a lot of attention and he's a baby who goo-goos and gagas. And so, you know, now she goes like goo-goo, gaga. I mean, she has such a great vocabulary and just was throwing like sentences together at like Hendrix's age, no joke, at like 1 year old. She was really, 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 really intelligent. And now she like whines about everything. She just throws a fit. I mean, I guess it's probably the age too, but I want to let her know that her big feelings are important and they're valid. Like feelings are feelings, but I also want to help her be able to manage them. I also want to make sure that she goes to bed every single night by the normal bedtime. And here it is 10:30 at night and she's still fighting going to bed. And I feel like we've gotten to the habit of just kind of giving in and laying in bed or giving her whatever she wants just so she'll go the F to sleep. So, you know, I have this course, Big Little Feelings. You know, I've talked about them before. I absolutely love these ladies and I just don't have the time to sit down and go through it. And I know that like, you know, it probably wouldn't be that hard if I just did it, but like, man, I'm like, I don't have the time to sit down and go through a course. Can someone just give me the quick, like, what's it called? The book for dummies, like get your kid to sleep for dummies, you know, fast track book, because that's all I want. Like, just give me the tips. I don't know. Like maybe we have to start doing a little more tough love because we don't ever really just like tell her to deal with it and just like let her cry it out. I think we might maybe even coddle our kids. So anyways, that's our own issue. We're going to work through that. But super bummed to tell you that Married at First Sight threw us for a doozy last week. So, you know, we've been recapping Married at First Sight and last week was supposed to be Decision Day. And instead of playing Decision Day, they played this new show, which is cool. The show is cool and all, Married at First Sight Unmatchables. But I was so looking forward to Decision Day and I was so bummed that they randomly announced that they weren't showing it last week. So anyways, a little upset with Married at First Sight. And you know, I love Married at First Sight. Obviously, like I feel like I owe them my firstborn child and my secondborn child and my husband because they gave me all of the above. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have my whole family. But needless to say, there's no Married at First Sight recap because there was no Decision Day. And I am a little angry at the powers that be at Lifetime because I was so looking forward to that. But I'm pumped because next week we have Decision Day. And honestly, I just get excited for reunion because Decision Day, I just feel like sometimes things change by the time the reunion comes out. But anyways, I wanted to let you know that this week we have Trish back for the final part of this psychic interview. If this is your first week, you know, listening in, I got to tell you, this psychic Trish, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical of these types of things. I've said that before. I don't know if I entirely believe or not, but spoiler alert, in this part of the interview, she says something about my grandfather that literally nobody knows. I mean, there's not a chance. And so some things that she said, I'm like, wow, like you couldn't have known that. Like you couldn't have wild guessed that either. But then other things, I'm like, that just seems so far off that like, I just don't even know where she gets it, you know? And it doesn't really make sense. And this is a trigger warning in case you're not interested in, or like maybe you triggered by talking about sexual abuse and whatnot, because she does reveal, you know, some things from my childhood, like molestation and whatnot. And, you know, we do talk about that a little bit. So just in case that's something that triggers you for any sort of big feelings of your own, to use my toddler's words. No, but seriously, like I just wanted to give you the fair warning because I know sometimes that's kind of hard to listen and hear about. But I'm really, really excited to share with you our sponsors for this week because they're so, so good. So the first one I want to tell you about is Love Every. And if you have a toddler or a kid in general, you will love the subscription box. Hendrix Boy got the Explorer Play Kit and Henley, of course, had to get right in there. She like loves the stainless steel key ring thingy that they have. So it sounds like a tambourine kind of, and she just is obsessed with it. Hendrix has gotten really good. It has this ergonomic Montessori egg cup. And so the egg will be able to balance in a cup and Hendrix loves putting it in and out, in and out. And the coolest thing about Love Every is that they really want kids to learn. So the play kits that you get are actually designed by experts for your child's developing brain. And each play kit is tailored to your child's exact learning stage. So they have the right toys for the right time. And what's really cool is that the new play kits are delivered every few months that will grow with your child. So it's not every single month, it's every few months. And their play kits come with unique, one-of-a-kind activities that are built to endure a lot of play. So, you know, we definitely want to have more kids. And I just feel confident that these toys are for sure. I mean, they're made with wood and stainless steel and just the type of material that can really, truly endure a lot of play. So you can hand it down to more kids from generation to generation. But each kit comes with a play guide. And I was literally flipping through the play guide today because sometimes I'm just like, what else can I do? I mean, they have every toy in all of America. But yeah, they seem bored. And so I just flipped through that play guide and no joke, it had this idea to put ribbons on like a plastic laundry basket, you know, the ones with the holes in it. And so I didn't have ribbon, but I had this twine type stuff and it was like colorful. And I tied that in there instead of ribbon and he played with it. And so did Henley. They both sat there and played with it. And I was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. I didn't have to pay for a thing. It was just like materials that I had in the house. And she like called it a choo-choo train, got in the basket. And he was like trying to push her around with it. It was brilliant. So yeah, I mean, oh my gosh, not even just the toys that they send, but just that play guide, that little booklet or like flashcards. It's amazing. It's packed with expert tips and different ways to play and DIY at home activities. So needless to say, we obviously really love Every. And if you have a kiddo, I'm telling you, you would love it as well. I love that it takes like the guesswork out of what type of activities and things that my kids should play with that are actually, you know, helping their brain develop rather than just like sitting there, I don't know, flashing lights at them. I just love this whole, you know, brand really, and the whole concept that they really want to help children learn and make it easier for parents. So yeah, you'll get free shipping when you sign up to receive your play kits at loveevery.com/hotmarriage. That's loveevery.com/hotmarriage for free shipping. loveevery.com/hotmarriage. And a quick little quiz for you. What does every mommy want to have when their kid is, you know, playing quietly with toys? If you said a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, ding, 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 you're the winner. And if it's, you know, I don't know, before 5, for me, I drink tea. And if it's after 5, mommy just wants a glass of wine. And honestly, I've talked about First Leaf before, and I've got to tell you, if you like quality wine, but at an affordable price, you will absolutely love First Leaf. You know, I'm not like a wine connoisseur, I gotta be honest. And like when I go into wine aisle and try to pick out something that like will pair well with whatever, I'm just like, I have no idea really. Like, so the cool thing about First Leaf is that it's a fully customizable wine club that sends curated boxes of wine that are literally perfect for you. And they give you these little cheat sheets inside. So when, you know, you order your wine, it'll come with like this little cheat sheet card saying, hey, this is, you know, how fruity it is. And this is what it would pair well with. And it just like gives you that type of a cheat sheet. So if you're looking for good wine or like maybe a sweeter wine or a drier wine, and you're like, I don't even really know what is what. And then you forget by the time you get home from the store. Don't worry, that does not ever happen with First Leaf because they literally ship it with their little cheat sheet cards in the box. And so when you have guests over or whatever, you can make sure that you pair your wine with the dinner you're serving. Not that I do that often, but I really do like those little cheat sheets. Another really cool thing about First Leaf is that they have more award-winning wine than anyone else. So there's literally no guesswork, no misguided recommendations from an employee who doesn't really know what you like or what kind of wine they're selling you. Because, I mean, with First Leaf, they've done all of it for you. So there's no frustration anymore. Each wine shipment is entirely customized to your unique palate and preferences. And unlike big box wine memberships, First Leaf uses a one-of-a-kind algorithm and your feedback to curate future wine recommendations too. So the more wines you taste and review, the better the shipments get. And honestly, for me, I started out drinking Riesling and I absolutely love Riesling. My mother-in-law loves Pinot Grigio, Sauvignon Blanc. I did not know that that was a type of wine that I would like until First Leaf sent it to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so freaking delicious. They have this Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. And oh my God, if you like Sauvignon Blanc, you've got to try it. But anyways, yeah. So I just love being able, of course, to just get my wine delivered right to me. I don't have to worry about going to the store. And First Leaf actually works directly with the world's best winemakers, not only to find the best wines available, but to pass on the savings to you. So you get up to 60% off retail pricing. I kid you not, up to 60% off. I'm literally sitting here drinking that Sauvignon Blanc that I was telling you about. It's Quartz Bay. And it's from New Zealand, and it is literally my new favorite wine, and I wouldn't have even discovered it if I didn't have First Leaf. But I mean, honestly, I just love the fact that it's so convenient. They send quality wine. It's far less expensive than if I was actually at the store, and I don't even have to go to the store. So I just genuinely love First Leaf. We've gotten a few boxes now, and each time if you review the wine that you like, every box gets better and better. They really know how to select, you know, the perfect wine for your palate. So yeah, if you want to save some time, money, and stress, and you like good wine, head to firstleaf.com. Definitely try to get this. If you like Sauvignon Blanc, I highly recommend the Quartz Bay. It's so good. But anyways, you can join the wine club designed with you in mind. So if you join today, you'll get 6 bottles of wine for $29.95. You heard me correctly. 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. I'm kidding you not. This is not an April Fool's joke. Just go to tryfirstleaf.com/hotmarriage. That's 6 bottles of wine for $29.95 and free shipping. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/hotmarriage. And like I told you before, if you like Sauvignon Blanc, definitely get the Quartz Bay. Highly recommend. And last but not least, I've got to tell you, I absolutely love my Warby Parker glasses. I have the Percy frames and they're so, I just think they're so cute. But honestly, that's not the best part about Warby Parker. If you haven't heard of Warby Parker before, you are in for a treat, especially if you hate shopping for eyeglasses or like glasses frames, because I totally hate going to the store and trying on all the different frames they have. The cool thing about Warby Parker is that they send you all the frames that you want to try for free to your door. You get to try them in the comfort of your own home. You don't have to like go be awkward, you know, with like that salesperson. And you feel like, I don't know, is breathing down your back, like just pick a freaking pair of frames. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you know, I got online and I was like, which one do you like better? And I ended up getting the Percy, but there's also like a Hayden, I think it was, that I really liked as well. But yeah, so they're committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. They offer eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. And their glasses start at just $95, no joke. And that's including prescription lenses and sunglasses. Progressives and blue light lenses are also available. So, I mean, honestly, I just don't think there's anything better than Warby Parker when it comes to getting your eyeglasses, because, I mean, you just take a quick little quiz, you order the at-home try-on kit. The quality of the glasses are amazing. And Warby Parker now offers their very own daily contact lenses as well. It's called Scout by Warby Parker. Scout's a comfortable, breathable, and affordable daily contact lens. A 90-day pack is only $55. Not even kidding you, before Warby Parker, I would spend upwards of $700 for daily contacts for a full year. With Warby Parker, you can get a 90 pack for only $55. So do the math. I mean, you're literally saving half. It's just, it's bonkers how, I don't even understand how they're able to keep their prices so low, but I am not complaining. And also they have blue light blocking lenses, and I am such a big fan of that. Henley has some blue light blocking glasses, and I'm a really big fan of that because, as we all know, we're all absorbing far too much blue light. So yeah, try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. So you'll order 5 pairs of glasses to try on at home for free for 5 days. And there is absolutely zero obligation to buy. You don't have to pay for shipping or anything of the nature. They make it so easy. Your package ships for free and includes a prepaid return shipping label. So if you need some glasses or contacts and you want to get affordable pairs and you also want to be able to try them on in the comfort of your own home, go take their real quick quiz online and you'll get to, you know, pick out 5 different pairs to try on at home for free at warbyparker.com/hotmarriage. That's warbyparker.com/hotmarriage. So yeah, like no joke. If you need glasses or if you need a pair of contact lenses, jot this down real fast. It's warbyparker.com/hotmarriage. It's warbyparker.com/hotmarriage. And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed in Warby Parker. You will be so thankful that you just, you know, gave it a shot, because you just save so much money and the quality is just as good as, you know, designer or whatever. So I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
But without further ado, as we say here on Hot Marriage Cool Parents, I am going to bring Trish on. And this is, like I said earlier, a very vulnerable part of the interview. And so, you know, I don't even know what to say. I'm so like, I don't know, like speechless really with this because I don't know what to believe, but I'm also so intrigued by it. And like to think that I'm talking to my grandpa who's dead is just like amazing, or like my dad who I had never had the chance to meet. It's just an amazing thought. And so obviously I like want to keep talking with her. And as a matter of fact, I'm supposed to have another meeting with her, but I've just gotten a little busy, so I haven't been able to. But yeah, super excited to bring her on. And here she is.
You know that your dad is funny.
Yeah, yeah. I heard he was really funny.
He is funny. A jokester. He has good memory of his childhood.
Yeah? He enjoyed his childhood?
Yeah, he did.
That's awesome.
We had good memories. I'm smelling farm and I see chicken and I see horses.
Huh. I don't know. I don't know an awful lot about him, to be honest, anyways.
Do you love horses?
I love horses. Yeah.
And you always wonder why I love horses. You never was brought up with horses in your life, were you?
I did have a small experience in life where a neighbor had a horse farm. I ended up living with him randomly. Aww. You know, when I was a kid anyways. So I got to ride horses with him and whatnot.
Oh, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. So it's funny that your dad's talking about that, though, eh?
Yeah.
About the farm and the chicken and the horses.
Yeah, there were no chickens there, though. Only horses.
But for your dad, I guess, like, your grandpa, right?
Uh-huh.
That used to live in a farm and had horses as well.
I didn't know that.
That you were not present at his service.
My grandpa?
Yeah.
I wasn't. Oh my God. And the reason being was that his sister was like kind of fresh with my sister. And I didn't know if I was even really welcomed there. Like, to be honest, I wasn't sure if they would want me there. And of course I was sad that I missed out to be at my grandpa's service, but like, I just didn't know if I was even allowed to go, kind of.
Yeah. He said, don't want you to feel bad about that. But he said that his wife was not nice.
His wife was not nice?
Yeah.
What does he mean by that?
Well, she was mean to people.
He said that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She looked like she's like, ha, 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 in front of you. And in the back of you, she will backstab you and make stories up.
So I had two grandmas, like one that is my real grandma, and then he was remarried. So which grandma? Which
the last one.
Okay.
That one was really mean.
Interesting.
So he said he's sorry about that. That's how she's been since he married her. So.
Interesting.
Yeah. He'd like to know if he could have your forgiveness, that he didn't mean to make you feel that way, and that he said to tell you that you didn't make it to the service. It's okay.
Okay. That's so nice. I always felt like he was a great guy. So I don't feel like I was ever upset with him about anything.
No, but he wish he would knew you more, though.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with your mom, too, the way that she was brought up from the first marriage and also what happened to her childhood as well.
Yeah.
And he's a nice man, but I think that the mom, the first marriage, there's something that happened that your mom saw things that was not right.
Wait, what was that?
Your grandpa saying something about your mom that he was not too much at home. So I don't know why. Something to do with military or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why your mom has a bad life because of that. Because he wished that it could have been there. So your mom would have not become a drug addict.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. For him to be gone this much and not be able to take care of his children, it's hard.
Yeah.
And you think that you do the right thing and that's the only thing you could have much money when you're in the army and you could bring like food in the table for them, right? But what happened in the end is like your mom became who she became because she didn't have the father figure.
Yeah.
And you had the same issue too because all your life you didn't even know who your father was either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm crying.
Oh, no, it's okay.
But you just wanted to say sorry. And I wish I was there for your mom.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
It is. And I think that in life, you meet people for a reason. And I think sometimes I'm meeting people. And I think that all your life, I think you need to let go. And I think you need to release all those things that hate you all your life. And finally, your grandpa came through today. This is bizarre. Because I know you wanted to talk to your dad. Your dad is still with you right now. He's still beside you. But your grandpa needed to tell you this.
It's interesting.
I'm just shocked because you've been through so much in your life, he said to me as well. So I just want to say that he was proud of you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. But it's just shocking to me because I'm like, when you have a good upbringing with your parents and you see other people like you, that, you know, I don't know how you're able to handle everything.
Yeah. Did he tell you everything that happened when I was a child? Or, you know, I'm fortunate that I went through it in the sense that, like, I'm strong because of it, you know, so there's that.
I know this is confidential between me and you, but I just feel heartbroken. Something about molestation and about being raped. Sorry.
I was never raped, but yeah, I was molested a lot as a kid.
Just say, I don't know how your mom could do this to you. I'm sorry. I don't want to bring all your past either, but
I don't know. I appreciate it.
But don't feel that you have blame at anything, though.
Well, thank you.
It's a tough subject. I just want to pass that because I don't like negativity. I don't know why your grandpa brought it up. I think it's just a matter of saying how much strong that you are, I guess, and that he knows that you go through so much in your life that you become like such a good person. I don't know how you did that.
Yeah.
Like, where was your mom?
She's just always at parties or, I don't know, with friends or something. She's just gone a lot.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. How did you do that? I don't understand.
I think that anybody does, you know, you just have to survive. And so you just figure it out. And that's kind of what I did.
Yeah. Your grandpa said he's sorry. He didn't want to bring up your past.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm happy because it makes me feel like he's actually here.
Yeah. They're always there.
Yeah. I just like don't know how to feel about it, I guess.
It's normal because you're thinking like, oh my God, finally they're speaking out. Like, you know what I mean? But don't be ashamed because I understand, like I said, I've done so many reading with so many people and it's like so many things happen to other people that I can't say anything, but
yeah,
confidentiality, but it's just shocking to see people being through so much shit in their life.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No.
But the molestation part, I've been through that myself. So don't feel bad.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks.
No, it is. But you know what? I'm stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I cry because when the other spirit cry, I cry too.
Yeah. No, I think sometimes you're stronger if you're able to let yourself cry. Sometimes I think it's a bit of a weakness of mine that I don't let myself feel that emotion because I'm trying to be strong, you know?
When is the last time you cried?
I mean, I do cry often, especially if I'm pregnant or nursing, you know, but yeah, I don't cry very often. Huh. I don't know.
It's like you have a wall up.
Right? I have a lot of walls up. Yeah.
Well, at least your husband was able to break that.
Yeah. Well, maybe do you want to do the cards or something now?
Yeah, we can do that too.
Okay.
Just take a break off that. It's very intense.
Yeah. I don't want to like cut anybody off though if they're wanting to say something, like for the spirits, like for like my dad, or if anybody...
Oh yeah, they're still gonna be there. That's fine, they're still there. They always with you,
but they're not gonna feel like we're ignoring them or something. Okay.
No, of course not. Sorry, I'm adding my olive water.
Yeah.
Oh my god, people say, where do you get the olive water from? The priest.
Yeah.
It's funny because usually they don't make you take olive water. And one time I met with the priest and he's like, I was talking to him and my sister died, right? Like 5 years ago almost. And he said, oh, your sister has a daughter. And he said, you have a gift too. And I said, yeah. And I told him my story when I was 9 years old. And after that, he said, oh, you're such a nice soul. He said, okay, let me give you a bottle of olive water. And I said, oh my God, I want that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is. So I have the fairy card. I have the angel card. I don't have the normal tarot because the reason why there's like this weird card in the tarot, the real tarot, that it has like a dead card. I don't like it.
Okay.
And I have these one. It's called the cartomancy.
Okay, yeah.
Those are from 1920.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they're, you know, the playing cards.
Uh-huh.
So the tarot came from the playing cards in the olden days.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So
everybody played all their tarot cards like that.
Interesting. Any cards you want work for me.
Anything that you want is up to you. What did you feel?
Does it matter? Is there a difference?
Yeah. If you want something to be particular that you really want to know something like about men or about financial or something, I would go with the old one.
Okay.
The angel card, I feel like is if you want to buy a house or, and the fairies, like more like kind of if you believe in fairy.
So I wouldn't probably do fairies because I don't really believe in fairies. You think fairies are real?
Yeah, they are real. I even have fairy.
Oh, okay.
You know why? I don't know if you received the video that I sent you in a picture.
You know what? I haven't gotten that.
No?
No, I haven't.
Oh, but I believe in fairy because when I was working at the reading room, this place where I live, every time that I was coming that day, there was a clock that was going by itself. And people said that clock not supposed to work because it has no mechanic inside. And I'm like, yeah, right. So we open it and there was no battery and there was no nothing, no card inside, nothing.
Wow.
So they knew it was my sister. And it was like, woo, 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 woo. But I was coming in work.
Wow.
Plus all the crystal were all moved everywhere. I have so many crystals.
Wow. So they were
all moved everywhere, right? And usually that's what fairy does. That's why I believe in fairy.
Okay. Interesting.
But yeah, if you don't have the experience of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a crystal with amethyst. It's a pendulum that I have. So what I'll ask you to do is tell me when to stop, but ask a question in your head.
Ask a question in my head?
Yep.
Okay.
And tell me when to stop.
Stop.
So this is the Knight of Air. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, I can't see that. The Knight of Air. Okay.
Yeah. So the card that I chose was the Angel card because you said you didn't believe in in the fairy.
Yeah.
It says, event that occur with a great speed, take time to carefully review your option. Creative solution. So are you trying to do a project right now? Is that the question? If the project will eventually become successful? The answer is yes.
Okay. I actually asked a question that was about my dad, actually.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yeah.
You must have something in your mind other than that then.
Yeah.
You have too much in your mind.
I do have a lot in my mind.
But the main concern has to be with your... Look at the top. What does it say?
What's it say?
Tireless, which means you're tired.
And I'm really tired. Tireless. I don't know. I think that's the wrong card.
I mean, you can't go so great. Oh my God, that's funny. But yeah, your dad is fine on the other side and your dad will be watching you each day.
Okay.
And cool. He doesn't want you to worry about anything that, yes, anytime that you're going to go to the other house, he will always going to knock on the pipe.
Okay. My son's sleeping and my dad's been bringing him in.
You could probably do the tarot another day when it's like earlier too, if you want.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that.
And now I'm supposed to know who you are. So maybe.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you want to know who I am. Yeah, so my name's Jamie Otis. Well, I'm Jamie Hayner. That's my husband's last name. And that's my legal last name.
Oh, Hayner. Because you, baby. When I saw him in the end, I think you remember last time when he came right in the end? I still can't forget out who I saw you guys from.
Oh, yeah, so we were on a show called Married at First Sight. Did you watch it?
Oh, my God. I watched that like 7 years ago. Were you on season one?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's you guys. I didn't recognize you. Oh, my God. That's freaky.
Yeah. Yeah, that's us.
Sorry, I didn't recognize you.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm kind of glad you didn't because like pretty much my whole life is already out there. And I just wanted to like kind of believe the reading, I guess, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, so that's it. Jamie. Wow. Yeah. And I was just really interested to like talk to you. So.
And I'm sorry, now I feel so guilty. I'm going to tell my husband who you guys are. And he's like, you were brunette 7 years ago. That's why I didn't recognize you.
Yeah, now I'm blonde and a lot older.
My Lord. Oh, my God. So you guys still doing TV shows still?
Yeah. I better go help my husband, though, because you hear my daughter. But Trish, it was so nice to meet you. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, keep in touch. Huh? We'll do tarot next time.
I would love to do that. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. I need you to tell me what you think about all of this. So at this point now, there has been 4 interviews on the podcast with Psychic Trish. And really, it was just 2 long interviews that were divided into 4 podcast episodes because I couldn't possibly just put them all on. I guess I could have, but that would have been a really long interview. And yeah, I'm really genuinely curious. Do you believe her? Do you believe in psychics in general? Do you think that I'm falling? I mean, I'm starting to kind of believe, to be very honest, at least some of it. And I'm just beginning to wonder, am I crazy? But she's just so believable. I mean, she really is. And like the things that she said, some of them are just so spot on that I'm like, wow, how did she know that? Or was it just a good guess? I don't even know. But yeah, you have to let me know what you think. And also, we are so close to 100,000 followers on Instagram, which we are so thankful and excited and happy about. And we're definitely going to do some sort of a fun giveaway for that. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And next week, we have Big Doug and Bonnie back for real this time to talk about Married at First Sight's recap for the decision day. Although, you know, like I was saying, Married at First Sight stumped us all last week. But I mean, I can't imagine they're going to stump us again. So we'll definitely have the recap for Married at First Sight next week. And by the way, Doug and I both got our second COVID shots. And I think Doug is a little out of commission right now. Like, he's never been so tired. I've never seen my husband as tired to see us right now. I'm feeling a little bit better. I had mine 2 days before him and I'm starting to feel a little more human. If you can't tell, I am back to normal. But just wanted to give an update on that real fast. And again, happy, happy Mother's Day. This comes out on Mother's Day. So I wanted to wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day. And I'll talk to you next week and we'll have another phenomenal episode of Hot Marriage Cool Parents lined up for you next week. Talk to you then.